I am really excited to talk to you today. Welcome to Girl We Have to Talk podcast, everybody. And Jamie, are we talking about human design today? Is that what our topic is?
Sure.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
fine with that.
Perfect. I
Or
like
we
it
could
too.
talk about whatever. I mean,
Okay.
I'm open. Yeah, we'll see where it goes. How about
Okay,
that?
sounds good.
Okay.
So how are you?
I'm feeling very good.
Oh,
I'm in
good.
good spirits today. How are you?
Good. I am in really good spirits too. I wouldn't normally say
Yay.
that, but like you said it, so then I was like, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very prim white person thing
I was like, I
to
would
say.
not usually say that, but
I'm in
yes,
really
I
good
am in good
spirits
spirits today
today.
too. I had like a good weekend and I was able to what did I do? Oh, I went to di what did I do? I went to dinner yesterday with
Yeah,
some
we just talked
friends.
about
I
this.
know, and I'm like, what did I do? I went to dinner yesterday with some friends, and then we went to the Mad Hatter, like which is a Gen tea party, and they're gonna have another one of them in
That
April.
sounds
No, I'm
so
sorry,
exciting.
in June for the Little Mermaid.
Ooh,
It was
yeah, you
fun. If
know.
you're a dinner and a show type of person, it's a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I have to share something with you that's
Okay.
pretty exciting, but I'm curious how it will affect me socially. But I have decided I'm not drinking anymore and I might change my
Great.
mind, but I keep getting these migraines when I drink and I'm like, why? Why
No.
do I keep drinking? So I literally had like a little bit of alcohol left and I just dumped it all. I was so proud of myself and
Yes.
I'm just going to unapologetically be like, I'm not drinking. You can drink. I'm totally fine with it. I'm totally fine going places where there's alcohol. I don't have an issue, but I just prefer to not have migraines.
No, I seriously know. I don't want to say so many people, but I've had quite a few friends who don't drink, like
Yeah,
Jen,
I
who
think
lives
it's
in
more
Denver.
supported now,
Yeah,
but I
for
just
sure.
worry about how it's going to affect me socially. But I'm like tired. I can't worry about that. I just have to be unapologetic about it and it'll be fine.
Totally. And honestly, I don't know why anyone would not want to hang out. Like Jen and I have been friends for
Well,
years and she doesn't drink at all. She's never drank the whole time
I
I've
think
known
it's
her.
also I worry about it for dating, like explaining that, but it
That's
is
what
what
I
it
was
is.
gonna say. Okay.
Yeah.
The only people who ever said anything. Sorry. I was eating popcorn
Yeah.
and it got stuck in my throat, but it's better.
Well,
I
okay.
wasn't eating it when we were talking. I have had a complaint about my breakfast on the podcast recording, so I'm like
You're kidding. People are like, I don't like the noise.
they're like, "Why are you eating?" And I'm like, "Listen." So
Okay, this is not serious.
sorry.
Start paying us. If you want to give us money for ads, we'll stop eating breakfast
Yes,
during
we will. We'll
podcast.
dedicate the time to like to
So
that.
ridiculous.
So I was eating it before, and then when I was talking, it was like caught in my tooth, and then it came to anyway. So yes, so what Jen said is that when she was dating, when she was doing online dating, she said that the thing is when she said she didn't drink, people automatically were like, "Oh, are you in treatment?" And she
Yeah.
was just like, "No." Like she had the same thing to you.
What
She
is
has an
that about?
allergy. So when she
Yeah.
drinks, she gets a migraine. She's sick and she's sick for days from like a sip of alcohol. So she like she'll have
Yeah,
like
mine's
a
not that
club
bad, but
soda with bitters or something just to like, to have like a mocktail. But
Yeah, I love that.
I honestly do think though, this was like when she was telling me this was probably like 5 or 6 years ago. I do think that like the mocktail is like so I like somebody who I was at a baby shower yesterday, virtual baby shower, and we had like a drink for the baby, and one of the people came and was like, "Yeah, I don't drink." And I was like, "Oh no, that's okay." I was like, "You can just make the same cocktail that we all made, but just don't put vodka in it." It's like
Yeah.
such a non, like honestly, how dare you judge people because they don't want to put a foreign substance into their
Well, I
body? Like,
know. I think it's just like, honestly, people who are in the dating world might have their own feels about their drinking habits, would be my guess. And so when someone else doesn't drink, it makes them think about it. That's the only thing I can think,
Yeah,
because it shouldn't matter or like
it's
makes you
like such a not
uncomfortable.
big deal.
I mean, I guess there have been times where I've been like, it would be nice to have a partner who I could like have a drink with, but that doesn't really matter. I mean, I guess that could be something that's important to you. But
And I mean,
I
I
don't know.
guess I would think about
There's
like
such a
what's the,
sober living movement
yes,
now, even
exactly.
with
People are trying
like
to be like
younger
healthy,
generations. So,
totally.
right, exactly.
And they even have, I just saw a commercial for Heineken, non-alcoholic beer. It's like very popular right now. People are like, "I want to go to the beer and hang a bar, not to the beer. I want to go to the bar and like hang out with my friends." But I don't want to, like, I don't want to have alcohol. I think that is really on trend right now.
Cool. So I'm on trend, basically. Yeah.
Like, and you can get sparkling everything. You can get some, like, non-alcoholic wine. You can get whatever you want. Perfect. So, like, I would not worry. I mean, obviously, there's a douchebag for everything. So there's probably going to be some
right. And why? And I think the one thing I've really learned is, like, I can't make my life about other people.
Absolutely.
And that includes dating.
100%. And honestly, I don't want to date somebody where, like, it weirds you out that I'm like, I have no problem drinking. I just, like, I don't want to do something that makes me feel like shit. If that's weird to you, then okay, bye. That's just an odd thing to tell somebody. It's like, wow, like, I'm so sorry that, like, you don't want to do something that makes me feel comfortable because it makes you sick. Like, that's strange. So anyway, other than your no drinking, amazing, excited about it. Let's go have a non-drink together.
Sounds good.
What else? Like, what else is new with you?
Well, I am selling my condo.
Guys, like, which you've I been told you it's about. So funny because, like, people have been listening to this podcast, have heard you sell and buy, and now you're like, I'm selling it.
I know.
So let's talk about, like, why. No, don't, like, you said it in this, like, this is exciting.
No, it's very exciting. Yes. I'm excited. I'm just ready for a house. It's the right timing. There are some other things, but I think I'll leave that off the podcast.
Totally. But, like, the exciting thing is, like, the core of it is that you want a house.
Yeah, or, like, I was actually looking, like, you know, honestly, what I really ideally, I think, like, mm-hmm. assuming that I had cool neighbors, mm-hmm. I love, like, a townhouse yes. that had a garage or a parking space and a yard that didn't have an HOA, mm-hmm. but that's just, you know, it's a niche, so it's hard to find.
But you might, and honestly, yeah, some of those little
that would be financially, like, for financial reasons. I mean, if I ideally, I think it is a house that I want. So,
well, and honestly, when I was looking, there are some mm-hmm. I saw some really nice townhomes in Evanston and Skokie.
Yeah, there really isn't just anything right now in particular. And I'm seeing more and more stuff that's on the market that does fit what I'm looking for, nice. Like, in terms of house stuff. So, yeah, but if I do see, like, a townhome, I'm totally open to it. I think the market is just in a different place than when you were looking, 100%. You know, it's, but
which is
my
crazy because it was like a year ago, how quickly things change.
I know it's so true, but yeah, it'll be good because my place will sell really well. And I think hopefully quickly, like maybe even before I come back.
I so hope that your other place sold really quickly too. And this new place you That's have true. Is even better.
I know it's really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And I actually posted it on the neighborhood, Facebook page and I had one person interested this morning, although I think they have two dogs and you're only able to have one dog.
Jen is moving back and I kind of wish that she was in the place to buy something because she'd love your place. It's actually ideal for her. You've got the nice outside space. You have like enough space for just her and she's just got cats.
Yeah, she already signed her lease, right?
No, she didn't. She didn't yet, but like she's just not buying anything.
You don't think she consider it?
Well, send it to me.
Okay, and well, I will when it's listed.
It's yeah, when listed it's listed, yet. Send it to me, and I'll just pass it over and be like, hey, just, you know, food for, because I know she was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to, but your place is just so, like, it's exactly what she'd be looking for, walking distance to everything, and it's, like, in the mm-hmm. city, but not quite, like, it's great.
Mm-hmm. I think it's still near nature, because I know she was interested in being near nature.
I bet you if she did her human design, she'd probably have the same thing you have.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah, I'm so excited about for you that. To meet her too. She'll be here, I think, this month or next. So by the time you get back and settle and everything else, she'll be here. Okay, so
but yeah, I wanted to ask you too about her apartment in case I need temporary housing. But we'll talk about that another time.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
Hopefully I won't. Hopefully I'll just find something and I won't even need temporary housing. That would be great.
Yes. What else? What else? Anything else new?
No, not really. I'm enjoying the weather here. I mean, I don't know. Have we talked on the podcast that I'm in Austin right now? I don't even know if people know that.
No.
I was listening and I think I've kind of kept it a little hot touch, but I've been here for almost 9 weeks. This is my last week, which is perfect timing because the mask mandate, I don't know if you heard this, mm-hmm. but there's no mask mandate as of Wednesday in Texas and there's no limitations on any businesses
anymore. So you're
like,
I'm ready to go. Cool.
Yeah. I just think like, you know, Texas is very like go big and go home. So they were like, yeah, we really want a fourth wave.
And you were like, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool, Texas. But like, I'm not all about it. I already went through your crazy Southern Tundra experience and I think I'm good. So, but I've been enjoying the weather. Maya and I went for a hike in a state park yesterday.
Oh, that's so nice.
That was really nice. And yeah, the weather's nice. It's starting to get warm though, so I'm kind of ready to come back. Yeah. I know it'll be colder when I get back.
Totally.
That's okay.
But it actually, honestly, it's so nice here. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to Mike about it now.
Oh yeah?
It's Chicago nice, meaning that it's like 50 degrees, but it is sunny.
Yeah, so you shorts weather.
Yes, and it's sunny, and I'm like, I think in a couple weeks I'm going to go out and do my flower beds. Like, I'm just like very excited.
Oh, I didn't know you garden. That's so cool.
I don't, I wish, now I own a house, so I'm just like, I'm actually going to take a free class because
You have to tell me about this because now with me having a house, I think I'm going to have to do this too, I guess. Or I'm going to have to get a landscaper or something.
I would totally get the landscaper. So, okay. So what happens is we're getting a landscaper in our front yard and then for our backyard.
You know, okay. Sorry, go ahead.
So the backyard, Mike really likes to do, he likes to mow the grass. If you ever need a lawnmower or personally, if I were you, I would just hire somebody. It's not expensive. I priced it out. We just don't have it because Mike prefers to do it. So,
oh yeah, if he wants to come over and do mine, I'm cool.
Honestly,
with
don't tempt him with a good time. Like, seriously, you could be like,
"Are you serious?"
No, I'm serious.
He
loves it. You could be like, "Here's a beer. Okay. Would you come? Like, we're gonna hang out."
I'm serious. I would love
if
that.
If you live close
that
enough,
would be
I promise you, he
me.
Would probably do it. He's done it for his mom.
That would be great. Yes, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I would pay him
beers.
But yeah, in beers.
Yep.
Yeah,
beers.
Oh my gosh,
he would be totally down.
I'm so excited to know. To know that.
Yes, he would totally not mind. He's all the lawn stuff, but he likes it. The flower beds are just something where it's like our neighbor gave us flower beds when we first moved in, and I didn't use them last year because we just moved and it was a pandemic. And I was like, what am I doing? Who am I? This year, I'm like, what am I doing? Who am I? But I'm like, who I am is a person who's going to use these flower beds because I want to grow some shit because I have a house. So I think that's probably eventually how you'll feel. Like, no, I am not a gardener at all, but I'm just like, it's nice, right? Like it's something to do that's not eating. And I will be able to go outside and like do something. And then when I'm done, like I can like, I went to Home Goods and Lowe's and they have like, you know, grow your own. I use a lot of herbs cause I cook every day. So I'm like, great. You know what? Maybe I'll just grow this shit myself. Like I'm just committed to grow. Like I'm going to do one thing of like vegetables and herbs and then like something else with fruit. And so I've researched like what I can grow together and we'll just see like what dies.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm excited to like explore this with you. This sounds really exciting.
Yeah, guys, tune in next week for our gardening episode.
Oh gosh. I don't know if I'll be ready next week, but
no, I'm just kidding. Like I'm not ready today. Like honestly, the thing is, it's just like, it's your own land. If you want to do it, and it's going to, I think it'll look pretty, whatever. We'll see. I'll take a picture of it and post it on the Instagram. But I'm excited that I don't ever post on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like, I don't know. I think one of the things I'm excited about with the house, and this is also, I have to remember this because this is maybe why I don't want a townhouse. Mm-hmm. So this is a good reminder is it's an environmental thing too. I would like to eventually get solar panels. My next hot car is probably going to be an electric car. So I'm going to need a hookup for that. I want to compost and then pay a landscaper to use the compost and like do things in an environmentally friendly way.
You want the house.
So not have a leaf blower, not use a leaf blower.
Yeah. You want the house.
Yeah,
you,
I do. Don't
you
I?
You do. And I think that like you should do
a reminder of that.
You need to do a drive-by in Skokie. Everybody in Skokie has solar panels. I was just there the other day and I was like, how cool is it that they all have them? I want to get them too. They're really expensive, but I did look into some pricing for it. I don't see too many of them.
I actually have a friend who like, she kind of works in that area. So I'm thinking about talking to her, but they are expensive. I thought now does it help to have any offsets in terms of what you're going to save or don't you get,
I think there's a
tax credit, right?
You get a tax credit. Like my friend Megan is getting these too. And you do, you get a tax credit. It's just like it's like one of those things where you're like, oof, like most things, if you own a house, you pay for it.
So I want to hear more about what the expense is because I'm curious.
I think
expense
when I looked,
means
it was something between 7 to 10 per for like maybe.
Okay.
So it's not
okay. That's what I would have thought.
Yes. Yeah, so yes, right in line with that.
Yeah.
So
well, maybe if we go in together, we can get a discount.
Be like, guys, we would love to purchase panels for both. Like, yeah, because I think it's a great idea, and I would love to do it. And I'm just like, let me just get 4 panels to start, and then like build out because some of the houses in Skokie, they've got like their front of their whole house has panels and I know it's a huge savings to them. I know it. My little lights in the front of my house are solar paneled and they are wonderful. But
I just got a keyboard that's solar paneled.
See, It war it's
So there you
great,
go.
but yes. And okay, anything else going on?
No, let's hear about you. What's going on with
Nothing
you?
is going on here. I went to the Mad Hatter Tea Party. I what else did I do? I went to dinner. That's it. I am very
No crazy work stuff. You just have one job right
I just
now.
have one job right now.
How are you feeling? Are you bored?
So I did start looking for a nanny job because I'm not sure. If I don't go to the office this summer, then I'm gonna nanny. Because I'm just like, I
Okay.
want some money. Like, I just want a little extra, maybe for my solar panels.
Just a little something, something.
Yes. And also I'm bored.
Yeah.
Like, I can't watch TV anymore. There's only so much work to do in the day. Like, I'm really busy on like Monday through Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday is just like
No, I hear you.
I
I
just
hear
take a
you
little
because
extra time.
things are still slower. There's only so much you can
Well,
do
and
given the
there's no,
pandemic and
well,
everything.
it's not even that. It's just like when, like, if you, like, it's not that they're slow. Like, things are actually really busy, but it's the fact that, like, I don't have to commute, right? So I'm just basically able to wake up and work. And, like, if I need to, like, I do some stuff over the weekend. It's just, there's so much time in the day that I just don't have enough work to do, which sounds horrible. So if my boss is listening, please don't give me more things to
Yeah,
do.
I know.
But,
I
like,
was gonna say, yeah, some people are probably like,
yeah, there's just like,
wish I was you.
yeah, I mean, it's just like, well, yeah, like if you're working from home, I think a lot of people feel that way. Like, you're busy at first, and then it's just like, if you're in an office, you're kind of like waiting. Like, sometimes there's an explosion, and sometimes there's not. But I think when you're in an office space, it's like, you know, somebody comes in to bother you, or like you have to wake up and get to work, and then you have to wait for something at the printer. And it's just a lot of
Yeah,
more
my
like,
job is just totally different than most jobs.
yes, exactly. So like for you,
Yeah,
you're
because,
you're with people all day, so it's like
yeah, so I'm,
constant.
yeah, so it's dependent on how busy I am with people. Yeah.
Yes, ours is just like you have projects, and then like if something doesn't explode, you're good. And so some weeks are busier than others. And lately I'm just like, I have a solid like 10 hours a week to spare that I could be babysitting somebody's cute little kid.
Babysitting.
Babysitting. It's a baby side job. Babysitting. I could be
Oh, so you did mean
No,
to
I
say it
didn't.
that
I
way.
just
Okay,
made that
I
up
thought
on
you
the
were talking
go.
about baby sighting like it was almost like
Sighting for your
a
house?
UFO
No.
sighting.
I just made that up. So it was actually not real, but it sounds
Okay,
good.
okay.
Like a babysitting job as a side hustle. And I was talking to a candidate for an interview last week, and he said something that I was like, so true. He's like, well, you know, if this job doesn't pay me enough, it's fine. He's like, I really want to work here, so I'll just go and, you know, get a side hustle. He's like, everybody
Wow.
does a side hustle now. So like, yeah,
Wow.
like the side
Wow, look at
hustle is a
that.
thing. And I'm just like, I want one.
No, I get that. Although I just had did that for
Yeah,
so
you're
many years.
done.
I think I got side hustled out, but it does sound attractive with wanting to with spending more money on where I live
Think you'll
potentially.
see where you
So, it'll
land.
be
Like, and if
interesting.
there's like little pet projects you want
Yeah.
to do in your house, you
Yeah,
might be
yeah,
like,
yeah.
yeah.
True,
Like,
true.
maybe you'll want to change your backsplash, and you're like, okay, cool. I want to save a little extra money to change out my
Yeah.
backsplash.
Well, and I also think that I can save more by not like I'm trying to look at my spending too, 'cause I think I've been a little bit more loose with that, so I want to look at that too and, you know, work smart, not hard.
That's everybody's favorite
Yeah.
saying.
That's my thought. Oh, yeah,
No, that's
sorry.
okay.
Don't mean to
Everybody
use.
loves it. It's true. Nobody wants to work. I mean, who wants to, right? If you don't have to. But yeah,
Yeah.
like other than that, there's nothing else going on my end. I'm trying to
Okay.
think, did I miss anything? Nothing. It's very normal. Just like going and hanging out with friends. And I did get the COVID vaccine last week.
Oh yeah, D did you get at that place that you sent me, the Jewish
Yep, I did
place?
Community Alliance.
Okay, 'cause I might do that too if I can get in sooner than the appointment that I have
Try
now.
it,
But
sign up, and then
we'll
they'll call
see.
you and let you know. It's no harm of being.
Well, but I can't sign up yet because I think I should be 2 weeks out from me getting back because they
Yes.
might ask me. Did they ask you
Let me
about
think
that? You
about
needed to
it.
be.
No, they did not. They just wanted to make sure that I didn't
Oh,
have
interesting.
COVID.
Really? So they didn't ask you if you traveled within
No.
the last 2 weeks?
They just ask you.
Are you sure on the form they didn't
There's
ask
all
you?
the form is basically saying if you die, you die. I'm
I
serious.
wonder if that, you know what though? I wonder if that's the initial form they ask you.
Maybe. So
And
fill out
I said,
the form and see what it says. Because like I'm
well, Yeah, I mean, because I was thinking, well, right now it's the only signups are the 7th, which is today, and the 14th, which is the day I get back. But I could do like the next week, but I thought I would have to be 2 weeks out. But I guess that's true. I could try to sign up and they could always say no. But I just don't want to get there. So you
didn't ask me anything.
And also, like, shouldn't – I wonder if I should wait, though, because, like, in case – like, I am going to get tested, but even like if I get tested and I don't have COVID, like there's still a chance, right? So maybe it's best for me to wait 2 weeks anyway. So I'll have to think about it, but thanks for giving
me
that
information. They will not ask you, and you can definitely just like play it by ear to see how you feel, because I will say like it is crowded. So that's something.
Yeah, you said you waited how long?
It wasn't a bad wait. It's just crowded. So like it's
What do you mean? Well, what does that mean?
So there's a lot of people. So like there's like 15 little stalls that you can go into, and we're all just there. Uh-huh. We're in the room like waiting together. So I think for the time, let's say you signed up for like 8 o'clock at night, which is what time I signed up for. I think there was 150 people getting a shot at 8 o'clock at night. And so we are all waiting together, us 150 people inside of the Jewish school gymnasium. To get the shot.
Oh, wow.
Now, that said, outside, there's people, and it's a Saturday, so you know they start it late. So there's only so many slots available. So outside, there were people who
That's true. Why do they do it on a Saturday? I wish they would do it on a Sunday. They might do it. After the Sabbath. Like, it would make so much more sense.
So it's Saturday, and it was late. But there was a 9 o'clock, there was a 10 o'clock, there was a 10:30.
Yeah, I saw like 11:30.
It goes pretty.
But then, you know, I saw morning times, which again is interesting. I'm just thinking about because it's the set. Wait, no, the 7th is today. It's a Sunday. They change it to Sunday. They have it on the 7th and the 14th, which makes a lot more sense than doing it on Saturday, which is a
Sabbath. Mine was definitely on a Saturday.
I'm like, why did they have a 10:30 a.m. if it was a Sabbath? But it's not. Okay.
So it was fine. Like, it was definitely like I waited 45 minutes for the total process. That's how long I was there. From start to finish, it's just crowded. Like and it's chaotic. Like you just have to, but I've had friends who've gotten shots at other locations and it's just as chaotic. It is chaotic.
So how long were you there? Like from the time you got there to when you left, how long was it?
Total. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's
that's
organized.
Not on a weekend. And I do like, I wish, and in fact, I kind of wish it was on a Saturday because then you have your recovery time the next day, you know, versus going back to work
on
Monday.
Well, I mean, honestly, like I would not count on even thinking of that way because like I was sick Sunday and that was it. But I think.
Well, but everybody's different.
That's what I'm saying, is like you could, it's like, it's not even worth, I mean, yes, of course.
Yeah, that's true. I guess even a few days later, it's possible.
Like, I think that, did Heidi talk to you? Heidi and Doug got it. Okay.
No.
So yeah, like
what?
Heidi and Doug got it, and they're like not feeling well, and they.
Wait. How?
You gotta go talk to her, but she's not feeling well, and neither is Doug.
Oh no. And, okay, I have to reach
out
to
them. Yeah, they're both like kind of cranky. Like she said, like achy and chilled, like not feeling good.
Oh,
and this was the first shot, and she got hers Thursday, so this is like days later. And then I have another friend, Megan, who got hers the same day that I got mine, and she's sick too. And then my coworker Lisa got hers and she's sick. So like, not to freak everybody out who's listening to this, but like, I it's not horrible, right? It's like, would you rather get this or COVID? But I'm just saying like, I had basically like, I wasn't feeling good like overnight. And then the next day I kind of felt a little like, ugh. But then since then I have been fine. I will say I got it a week ago. And I do think the last 2 days I've had a horrible headache. So like, that's not been great, but like what I will say is though, like, this is all like not wonderful. Got it. Great. But I do think that like, I was really freaked out about getting the COVID vaccine, and I will report back about getting the second shot. Cause I do think it's like nice to have anecdotal,
excuse me.
I do think it's nice to hear anecdotally, like how people are feeling, which is like why I'm so happy to talk to other people who are getting it. And I do know two people who recently got the second shot, and they were, to be honest, not feeling well for a few days, but now they're like feeling great. And I think overall,
so interesting because my parents got their second shot and they've been fine.
That's what,
and, like, they're not the healthiest people.
Well,
so it just depends, I guess.
What they said is that, like, so what I've heard, this is obviously, like,
excuse me.
Bless you. This is obviously just hearsay, but like, I think that what I've heard is that the first shot is bad and you don't feel great if maybe you've had COVID. And so, like, that's what I've read online is that, like, if you may have had COVID and not been aware.
Okay, because COVID's, like, mad because it's in you or something.
I have no clue why that is, but, like,
It's like that Mucinex commercial where the mucus moves in and then you have to kick it out with the mucus.
So maybe that's the case, right? Because if you think about it, if you've never had it, and like you're getting something the first time, then maybe maybe your body's like, ooh, what the fuck is this? But then like the second time you get it, maybe that's the angry Mucinex kick out versus like if you've had it before, you get the first shot, that's the kick out. So I'm curious to hear people who've had like who didn't feel great after the first shot, how do they feel like after the second? Because like I fully like my second shot is going to be on a Thursday. I think I'm fully preparing. I'm taking off the rest of the week. Like I can't be accountable for like being like available to do anything. I'm anticipating not feeling great. And if I do feel great, cool. Mm-hmm. But I'm just anticipating being like, I'm going to just take the next 2 days off because I just think it sounds like a better idea. Cause I just have not heard of somebody being like, I felt wonderful. And another thing that I have noticed about, like, I feel much better now, but I think I was texting you and Heidi about this. I felt incredibly anxious and, like, almost, like, a sense of, I don't want to use the word depressed because I feel like that sounds, like, a lot darker than it was. But, like, I was very sad for, like, a couple of days afterwards, too, for, like, honest to goodness, no reason. Anxious and sad. And then I looked it up online and there have been a couple people who have experienced this, too. And it was noticeable to me because I feel like that's just like very I don't want to be like I'm a ray of sunshine, but it's actually like it's unusual for me to like feel like that. I always feel some level of anxiety, but like not anxiety and then followed by feeling like, and now this is the end. And I was like sad. Like I was like thinking to myself about like my dog dying. It was not great for a couple days. So I will report that was also something.
Wow.
But Jamie, whenever you get yours, let us know how you feel. I think it's nice for people to talk about it because it kind of normalizes it. I'm a person who was definitely super afraid. And Nina has been really afraid of getting it too. And I think like hearing how I'm doing is helpful to her. I think you just need to know. And like the only reason I got it is because like my mom got it. And I was like, okay, like this makes me feel better. Like when my mom got the shot, I was like, okay, like she's good. Like it made me feel better to know someone who had it and like got the shot. Like it made me feel better.
Yeah, no, I get that. That makes sense. So, I will definitely report back.
Okay. I'm excited about it. Because then, you know, we can have a COVID, like we can have a vaccinated hangout with people who are also vaccinated.
Yeah,
I think
there
every
you go.
Person who I know that I met from my Bumble exposure this summer, I don't know.
Exposure.
I think everybody is vaccinated. Like Lauren's vaccinated, Jen is vaccinated, Christina's vaccinated. So I'm gonna be like, and Laura.
Wow.
I'm like, guys, we all had the vaccine. Let's hang.
Yeah.
Like, let's do something with each other.
Well, okay, so I'm fine doing that to a certain extent, but I'm still pretty conservative about what I'm willing to do, even having the vaccine.
We won't hang out
yes,
with lots
I'm
of people,
totally
but
down.
Like I will. We can hang out in a smaller two-person or outside kind of thing. I think like whoever wants to do stuff should do like what they still feel comfortable with. Like I'm still going to definitely wear my mask.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm totally fine telling you that. And I know you're
totally. And
that.
You just have to be like,
so that's
yes.
all that's important. And then whatever you guys feel comfortable with is totally fine. Like it's not no judgment. Like we all have to do what we feel
absolutely
good about.
I mean, it's been a year, so we all are at this point of just being like, here's what I'm doing, just so you know.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
right.
Well, anything else that you wanted to talk about today?
No, I mean, other than like not about how I'm
okay,
doing.
Okay, cool.
No.
So do we want to talk about human design? Sure.
Do you? I'm
okay,
open
great.
To it.
I feel like this would be like a good topic. We won't talk about it probably for too long because I think that you have to get your own chart to really be able to fully know like everything. But I think it's great. It's something I talked to Tiffany about this and we were talking about it and I invited her to that free thing with Maggie, but she wasn't able to make it. But It's like very, I think it's like so impactful. I feel like that coupled with the Enneagram has been like really great for me of being like, you know, who like these are valid experiences that I am like having.
Yes, I agree. I found it very validating too.
Totally. So do you want to talk about your experience and like what happened, like how, like what did you learn from the experience and like what do you think?
Well, should we say what human design
is? Do you know
first?
What it is?
I mean, it's a way of interpreting your natal chart, right?
I don't know. That's why I was like, do you know what it is? I don't. That's why I was like, I genuinely don't know the best way to explain it. So while you were talking, I'm just going to Google the best way to explain it.
My understanding is it was developed by somebody as a way of interpreting your natal chart.
Okay.
And it was developed, it was kind of, it's a little woo how it was developed by someone. He like came up with it very, like over a day, like a, what, 20 years ago or something. So that's a little
weird. That was a
weird.
Little woo for me. I think this guy was definitely but, high, know. But it seems like it works. Like I am on board with the outcomes.
Yeah. So it's, so it's a way of interpreting your natal chart. Like, and your natal chart is, it tells you it's kind of like understanding your personality, but from your date of when you were born, what time you were born, and mm-hmm. where. Those are the three things I think that they use to find out what your natal chart is.
And you can
is.
Also like, it's a lot. If anyone who's listening has also done like a birth chart, it's like the same thing. They use the same information, but the way that they're mm-hmm. interpreting it, I'm going to say it's different, but it might actually be like very much the same, but using different language, because you will be like, oh, you're a Sagittarius with like a Sagittarius moon rising and a Sagittarius rising. I have all Sagittarius. It's actually really weird. But like, isn't that strange? My moon sign is a Sagittarius. So is my rising. And so is my star sign. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very Sagittarian. But yeah, like so I found the definition of it. So it says human design is a combination of ancient and modern sciences that has proven to be a valuable tool for humans. What does it say? It basically says you will discover profound insights into your psychology along with strategies for moving through life. And I feel like that's accurate. That sounds good. It's like basically mm-hmm. what you just said. So did you have a good experience? Like how was it?
Yeah. So I thought it was just kind of what you said. It was really validating. So she just told me, we talked about things based on my chart that talk about different parts of my personality, like similar to Enneagram, similar to Myers-Briggs. It's much more detailed than that. But things like, for example, she said, you know, understanding your body is so important to you. And I'm like, oh, or understanding your body will be important for you mm-hmm. in terms of your health, in terms of you being healthy. And that made so much sense to me. I mean, I'm a somatic therapist. And when she found that out, she's like, that's great. Like, you're definitely following what your path is. And she's right. Like, I've always felt like from being very young that something was happening in my body that I couldn't understand. And now I have the language to understand it from doing the work that I do. So I totally agree with her. She talked about how it's my energy is really important and needing my time to myself mm-hmm. is so important. And that's something that I found is more and more true. And I think that's why the pandemic has actually been so helpful for me in really exploring my introversion more and more. And understanding the boundaries that I need and being able to make those happen and being unapologetic about them.
That's great. I feel like I had a very similar experience. So, okay, but I do want to ask you, mm-hmm. okay, so you're a generator, pure generator.
Yes.
Which I feel like is different.
Yes.
I don't know that it's different, but it sounds different because I've heard, like, I think there might be different types of generators. So specifically, I think you're a pure generator, given that there might be other types of generators, which I am not an expert about this, so I actually don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, no, I do know that there's other ones, because there was somebody on that call that we were on that was like a moderating generator or something like that. So there's other types of...
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember all the types.
No, that's okay. I mean, So you were a generator, but like when you were thinking about this, when you were kind of like looking it up, you thought that you would have done been something else. Like, how does it make sense to you?
Well, just because you and I are so similar in the way you were talking about yours, which is what, a manifest, your manifester. The way you were talking about it made sense to me, but I think why we relate is we have the same, what was it, profile, which is so crazy because there are many different types. So I think it's so interesting we have the same one. But yeah, I think it was just the way you were describing it. It made sense to me. But generator makes sense too, because I think what a generator means is basically you are generating for other people. You're giving, you are the creator of other energy, of energy for other people, which totally makes sense why I have to be so boundaried and I have to have alone time because I'm creating this for other people. That's my
And
understanding
I think
about it.
so when I was looking this up, so it looks like you can be a manifester, a generator, a projector, or a reflector. And I'm so curious all the time about like how people like what people end up being. I know that so the only other person who I know who's done their chart is Julie. And so Julie is a generator too, actually, but like I think hers is different.
Okay.
And
Yeah, that makes
but I feel
sense.
like she like it seems like the way you all generate is different, but it is that her
Oh,
profile
yeah.
type
I can see
is
that.
different. So like hers was easy breezy genius, which I was like, what the fuck?
Easy breezy genius. That's
Yeah, so like that
hilarious.
was hers. And then her environment, because I was asking her about that too, is like a place where
Yeah.
people like a place where people are working. And I was like, wow, that's like really interesting.
Oh, and she's in
So I was like,
HR.
that's really interesting. So I do think it's like so
Yeah.
accurate for lots of people. So like manifestors are people who, when I was looking it up online of like ways to describe like what these are. So it was saying, let me see if I can find it again really quickly. So it was saying that like a reflector is resistant in sampling. I don't know what that means, but if you find that that is who you are, I guess that's what it means. A generator is like they like to respond, they're open and enveloping. And so let's see, what is the other one? A projector is focused and absorbing, and it, which is, yeah, you are not like that at all. So that's good that you don't have that one. And then the manifester is one that is like supposed to be called closed and repelling. So basically somebody who is like not really open to other people's shit, which is
My gosh, we were just talking
I'm
about
really
this,
not open to other
Iris.
people's stuff. I'm like, ooh, like
Which I think is so healthy, though. Like, to me, I'm doing that as a generator too because I'm so boundaried. Although that's not true, actually, because she talked about how open I am as a person. So I guess there are different ways you can look at it, but I would say I'm still selective about being
definitely.
open, though.
So like a lot of the words that they do that they say here about generators are the builders of the world. That's so awesome. The builders of the world first test out if they resonate with a specific activity. They need to feel the yes in their
Oh
body.
yes, this is why I do so many different kinds. Yes, they need to feel the yes in their body. Oh
Is
my
that's so
gosh. I
awesome.
literally talk with clients about where is your yes coming from? Where does your no come from? And your I don't know. And I need more time. And wow, that's so interesting. But yeah, like I definitely go from activity to activity and I don't always stick with something. And I used to give myself a hard time about this. And then now I'm just like, no, that's who I am. I like to try new things and that's okay. And you can't keep trying new things if you're doing, if you're sticking with the same thing.
Absolutely. I love that.
So,
Okay. And then, so for
what's yours? What's
manifestors are
manifesting?
designed to inform, which is true. I just want to tell
Oh,
you
that's
about
so
it.
you.
Just like I just told everyone about my COVID vaccine experience.
Yeah, and you started this
Totally. But also
podcast.
though, like if you were just to be like, so do you think I should get the vaccine? I'd be like, I don't know. That's up to you. Which is like pretty much myself summed up. I'd be like, I don't know. Like, you should really think about it. Like, let me tell you my experience, and then you should take that and like you should figure it out. Where like you, and I bet you Heidi's a generator too. You too would be the people who are, and Julie's like this. You'd be the person who's like, yes, you should. Like, I think it's a great idea, but like, of course, you don't have to do it, but like, I think it's a great idea. And like, here's some places that you could check out. And I'm like, I did send some places to check out, but I'm just like, but also, like, if you don't want to go there, that's okay too. Manifestors mm-hmm. who share their ideas are most likely to attract the right kind of people. So, like, basically just person who needs to share their ideas, which I do. Like, I'm sharing my idea with people, but I'm not, I don't want to, mm-hmm. like, help you definitely. Do it, which sounds mean, but, like, I just don't want to babysit. That's, like, basically what Maggie told me, too, is she's like, you want to, like, tell somebody and then just be like, okay, now I'm done, which is very true. Like, I want to tell you and then I just want to mm-hmm. be mm-hmm. outie. I don't like having to, it's a lot of work when you have to, mm-hmm. like, deal with people's stuff, which sounds really, yeah, I just don't want to.
Oh my gosh. No, it's so true. Well, why do we think we have to? Why do we think that that's healthy to deal with other people's shit? They have to deal with their own shit.
I feel like people want, I think there's a lot of like definitions of like, you're a bad partner or a bad friend. And like the thing, it's not like I'm not willing to help. I am. But I just don't want to own it.
But then they can't deal with their own shit and they rely on you. And then it's not good for anybody. I mean, we were just, I feel like this is part of the conversation we had before we did this podcast is, you know, taking on your own shit and not, you know, putting it on other people.
You have to take your own stuff and kind of just go with it. But
that's the only way you're going to grow.
And I think also just, but if you are a person who's interested, this is totally separate from that, in doing human design, I would really recommend it. I know like Jamie and I are like kind of talking about it in our experience, but what I would say is that I think Jamie and I were kind of, from what I understand, Jamie can correct me if I'm wrong, we were already really mm-hmm. on the right path, I think is the best way to say it. Like we were kind of doing the things that we should have been doing, which was like my feedback from the person, and I think it was yours too. We were already kind of like,
we're in healthy places and mm-hmm. we know that about ourselves. And so, we weren't going into this, I think, with like concerns.
Well, and I think that also we weren't looking to be like there's some people who I know in my life right now who I think question themselves mm-hmm. a lot.
Yes. We've also talked about this.
You are a person who is questioning yourself and especially somebody who's kind of like trying to figure out like what direction you want to go in. Or like if how you're feeling is normal, like a lot of it is like, and I'm not saying I'm perfect. Like a few years ago, mm-hmm. I really resisted who I was. I was like very resistant.
I can totally relate.
And I feel
to
like
that.
Because I didn't want to like piss anybody off, and I wanted to like, I didn't want to alienate people. I didn't want to alienate people, and I didn't want to be too much. And so I think the one thing that mm-hmm. I got from this conversation with Maggie is that like the first thing she said to me is she was like, people probably tell you that you are a lot and you should know that like you are like a dynamic powerhouse and that's how you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you, it was great. Because like you do, like I always, like I don't do it anymore, but before I would be like, I don't want to be too much for people, and now I'm just mm-hmm. like, no, like if mm-hmm. this is like not for you, then that's fine, like it, because it will. And one of the things Maggie said, and that's a nice thing about a manifestor, is that it says like, if you are yourself and you're speaking your truth, your right people will come. And so like I've noticed that like I'm very like, I'm super open, but like I'm also just like not trying to like handicap myself, and I think that's been a lot better. I don't get as frustrated with people or situations as I used to. Even in some of like the friendship relationships that I have now, I know that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 10 years ago, I would have probably stopped talking to people already and just been like, I'm completely shutting down. I'm over it. Like, I'm done. But like now I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm okay with this. Like, you got some shit, but it's really not my shit. So I'm cool with it. Like, you know, I'm enjoying this piece of this relationship and I'm cool to just leave it where I'm enjoying this piece of the relationship. And I would have never had the ability to do that a couple of years ago. And even people who listen to this podcast, I was listening to something because our last couple of episodes are recorded kind of out of like, they're not linear. So I was even hearing myself saying mm-hmm. like, well, I don't need to have everybody be my best friend. And then I was hearing myself say, well, like, I feel like I'm putting too much into people and I need to cut people off if I don't feel like we're close enough. And it was like two separate thoughts that are recorded, but like the episodes were within days of each other, but I know I must've recorded this like months apart. And I think because there's a certain part of me that's like, well, what should you expect in these relationships with people? Like, what?
Well, and it's okay to change your mind. Right. Well, also.
I think that it is okay to change your mind for one. But I also think for two, it's like you don't. I think it was, again, me being like, I don't want to be too much. And so, like, and like devalidating, like, what my own personal life definitions of things were. My life is my life. And like, how I define things is how I define things. And I don't need to justify that to people. Exactly. But I think sometimes, like, it feels hard to do that. And so, like, for me, it is okay to say, like, you know, I know I don't want to be best friends with everyone. Right. Like, I don't want to, I don't need to be best friends with everyone. It is
so much work,
though. I really don't need people in my life where I'm just like getting absolutely nothing out of it.
Yeah, you're not going
to
get value.
And that doesn't
from,
mean
no,
that I'm
I
expecting
totally get
you to
that.
Be my best friend. It just means that I'm expecting you to add value to my life. Like,
yeah, I think, you know, equity and equality in relationships is important. I think, you know, one thing that was so helpful for me in my reading was the idea that I'm that I'm motherly and that I have that role in people's lives because I'm not a mother in the traditional sense. And the only children that I feel like that are in my life, I'm actually not close to. And I have a lot of judgment about that. And I've done what I can, but I have to kind of let go because it's my niece and nephew and my sister and I just are very different people. And we had even something recently happen that reminded me of that. And so I can only do what I'm in control of. So it was really helpful because I think some of why I really struggle is because of my niece and nephew and wishing I had a closer relationship. So knowing that I'm already doing that in other ways, I'm already providing that to other people, allows me to let go more, which is what I think I need to do.
Yes,
so
I
that was
really
so
just,
helpful.
It was so wonderful. I have recommended her to so many people because I just think it was so useful. And sorry, like I cut off what I was saying. So sometimes I get distracted. So what I meant to say is that if you are a person though, where you know that you're on the right path, then it's okay to decide that you want to try this out. And if you are already somebody who thinks that you're on the right path, it's okay to still decide that you want to try this out. Long story short, you still try this. But I think it would be like, it was helpful to me and Jamie, obviously, where I think that, yes.
Yeah, everybody's going to have a different experience.
Even though we kind of, what she made us. So I don't want to set the expectation that you're going to go in and be validated. Because I do think there are some people who, I think there's going
to
be
some
people that might
be
like, this is what you need to be doing and what you're not doing. And I think that if you're ready to hear that, like if you're in the mental space where you're like, I am ready to to hear that and start doing that type of work, then this would also be a really great experience for you too. Because I think that if I was completely out of whack and I was just like, hadn't already had all of these conversations with myself and was also just like having such a like a visceral body reaction to like stopping myself from doing what made me feel good. I think that like hearing all this from her would have been like so much to take in. I honestly don't think, to be honest too, is another thing I think is important. If I didn't know what I know about myself now, I think I would have actually not believed her. Because I don't think that I would have been in a...
That's true. That's true.
Yes.
You have to be in the right place
like, oh
even
God,
to receive the information.
Like, no, like this, there's no way. Like, but like it, when you are on the track or like prepared to hear and there's like a niggling in your head already about like what might be going on and like what direction you might want to move, I think it's a perfect time to have this call. But I do think you have to be like in the right space. But I also think that like, totally. But I also think
you have to be open to receive.
You have to be open to receive. But I also think that if you listen to this podcast or if you talk to Jamie or myself and you think like if you hear this and you're like, oh my God, I need to try this, then I think you're ready to hear it. Because I don't think that if you weren't ready to hear it, you would even be remotely interested in anything that we just said. Because I think that you would have to be somebody where you're like, I want that type of clarity.
Yeah. Definitely. No, I agree. Yeah. And so that's a good disclaimer.
Yeah, but still try it. It's wonderful.
For people.
And if you're interested and you want to.
But But as a true manifester, yeah, dunk
if you don't want to, but also like, and if you do it and you don't like it, don't tell me. I don't care. Like, I do care. Like, I want you to have a great experience, but it's also not my responsibility that you didn't have a great experience. I'm just telling you.
Yes, it's so true. You make it what I think our point here is you mm-hmm. as an individual are going to make it like what it is, right? So like totally. It's up to you to get benefit
like everything
out of it.
That, like Jamie and I talk about, like if you've listened to this and be like, I need to find out what my Enneagram number is, and like that really has worked for you, cool. And if not, then that's okay too. Like I know mm-hmm. Julie is a six, and like I always tell her, I'm just like, are you sure you're a six? Like, because like we're so different, because I'm a six too, and like we're so different. I'm just like, are you sure? Are you positive?
Yeah, but we've talked totally. About how you can be in yes, different places really good... in your numbers, right?
Yes.
So really you're probably in different places.
About the Enneagram and like if you're in an unhealthy space and like versus like and how you can get to the healthy space. So I've actually been listening to that and like doing some work surrounding that too, because I think that that's helpful. And also really good work that I've been like noticing and like being interested in is like different numbers in the Enneagram and like how they work together or like their relationships and like what things they have in common. And that's been really interesting for me too. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it really helps to be like, oh, okay. Like here's how I can connect with this person, because sometimes it's hard to like kind of be like, how am I going to reach this person? And I think it's been really helpful to be like, here are the things that you guys yeah. have in common that like are, you know, really like that would serve you well to kind of, you know, I'm trying to think of like the best way to say it, like to focus on those good things, to be like, wow, these are the things that we have so much in common. And these are things that we both value. So that's been really good too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. Seeing mm-hmm. like how the numbers connect to each other.
Yes. Okay.
Is
and
really
then last thing before I go, because I was already talking about the Enneagram. Did you watch The Office? Because I didn't, but I can tell you a funny joke. Did you ever watch The Office?
Wait, what?
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Did you find out what the Enneagrams are for the Office
people?
For some
of them, but not for all of them. But I found out who the six and the one would be.
Okay. Okay.
Because I don't watch
the
show.
Think about it.
So know this.
Well, okay. Wait. I so know who the one would be. The one is the woman who's the blonde, and she's short, of course. Yeah. She's absolutely a one. And then I
so
want to say
six,
Pam would be the six.
In this one, they talk about Dwight being a six. And I actually only know Dwight's name. I know Dwight and Pam.
What?
Yes. So Dwight and Dwight is a six and the blonde lady's a one.
Okay. And Jim is absolutely a seven. He's definitely a seven. Yeah. He's the fun guy. And then what would the main like boss be? What would Steve Carell? Okay. That's going to drive me nuts.
Yeah,
I think he might be a three.
Or two.
Or
not
two.
A one.
Yeah. He could be a three wing two or two wing
three. Or he could
three.
Even be a nine.
Yeah. I don't know. That's true. He could be a nine. He really didn't like confrontation.
So I just thought that was funny and that I would share it with you.
Yes. Oh, but I was so, yeah, obviously, I forget what her name is, but she's definitely a one. Angela. She's absolutely
one. Yes.
A one.
Okay. And then I've got to go dig through this too, because there's some more, like some numbers for, they did Hamilton for some, but not for the one. So I can't tell you, but they did that Eliza was a two, which of course.
Okay.
Of course. Poor Eliza.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Hamilton. Well, Hamilton could be a one,
so. Okay,
but he's not, right?
Because
he's all about change and reform, but I think he would be maybe a three.
Could be. Okay, hold
or
on. This
seven.
Is okay. This is
could
I'm going to end this podcast on this high note of talking about Hamilton and Enneagram. So you are right. Hamilton is a one. A two, obviously Eliza.
That makes me a little, I don't like that he's a one because he was kind of a jerk, but he also, I have a lot of respect for him. I always feel like if he was president, things would be so different. We would definitely be more liberal as a country right now, I think.
But I do think it's funny that he's a one.
He was a much more liberal. He was much more liberal. It's like him, he was on the more liberal side and Jefferson was on the more conservative side. And they would always sort of battle it out.
I like honestly, I have no idea. But I just was like, I found that and I was like, that is great. I felt like you would like that. And then obviously we know Eliza's the two. And now I'm struggling to find the three. I'm going to be so sad if I can't tell you all who everybody is. Okay, you
Oh,
tell
I
us.
absolutely know who the three is
Okay,
in
there you
Hamilton.
go.
It's Burr. He was all about success, and
Oh,
he
wait,
didn't care
no.
about
Okay, they
anything but
thought
his own
that Burr
success.
was
So
a
he was
five with a
definitely.
wing six. Yes. Okay, I don't.
Really? So
Oh,
who
I
was
do.
the three?
Maybe.
George Washington?
I'm.
See, this is something else about my human design. She told me that I can read people very easily and very quickly. So this makes sense that I know the
Okay, so
mostly I'm
like
figuring
who?
out
So
the
we thought that
Enneagrams.
it would. So you think that maybe I don't know, but let me
Who are they saying
see
is
the
the three
three.
for
So they're saying
Hamilton?
that Hamilton could be a one or a three. They could see either way.
Yes, but I think he's definitely a one because he's not only, to me, the difference between a one and a three is what your perfectionism and change is about. For a one, it's not just the individual, yourself as an individual, it's also the larger reform of like communities and culture. And a three is really just about individual. And he was very much a reformer. He was very much about the larger collective in addition to his self. So I
All
really
right,
think he's
well.
a one. I don't think he's a three. Burr to me would be the three because he was all about his own success. Nothing else mattered. He had no values or
That's
ethics
true.
beyond what
Okay,
served him.
four would be Peggy. They're still
Okay,
giving
yeah, I can
Burr
see
the
that.
five, no matter where I look.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely was an intellectual and he was very a
And
thinker.
then
So
we
I do get
have
that.
Eliza as a six. I'm sorry, not Eliza, Angelica. I'm sorry, my
Okay.
bad. And then
Angelica's
John
okay.
Lawrence, who I have no idea who that is a seven.
Yeah, I was
And
wondering.
then
Yeah, I could see that.
the eight. Gotcha.
John
I
Lawrence was
still
one of
didn't
his
find
friends.
the eight. But a nine would be Marquis de Lafayette, basically. And I still can't find the eight.
You know, I wonder if the
Maybe
eight is
he is a little
Jefferson.
bit of a. I mean, I love my
A
eights,
jerk.
but I could definitely see how it could happen.
Or,
No, he
yeah,
was listed as a
Washington wouldn't be
possible
an eight.
six,
No.
too. So it was like
I think.
him and Angelica as a six were the two sixes.
Oh, okay,
So
okay,
that's it,
okay.
guys. This was
See
such a
that.
wild ass ride of a podcast. We like all the things.
It's always a wild ass ride. I love it.
Thank you. I
I
love
love
doing it
doing
with you
this with you,
too, Jamie.
Iris.
So we have a couple of episodes
Aww.
planned already. Hold on, let me see. Like, what are we supposed to be talking about?
Yeah. You know, I listened to the COVID brain episode, which was the perfect title because it absolutely was COVID brain. And we
Yes, so
talked
we're
about
supposed to
doing the
do
murders episodes the next
It's
time, which
going to
we have not
happen.
done yet. So sorry, guys.
Sorry, y'all,
Sorry,
folks with an
y'all.
X.
Sorry, folks.
I have
I'm
like
trying not
really
to use
been
guys.
digging deep into the y'all, and Mike's like, "You'd never say y'all," and I'm like, "I know, but I'm going to start saying y'all."
Yeah, and I've even been watching more murder shows. Like I'm watching the
I
Mormon
haven't
one
been
now. It's
watching it
good.
because I'm
Have you
rewatching
watched
some
that
show
yet?
from like the
It's really
early
good.
2000s because that's what I've been doing in COVID. I watch something crazy and then I watch
Oh my gosh. Do you know
show.
what I just saw is on
See,
Hulu? Is
I would watch
Perfect
that.
Strangers. And I watched that growing up. Like when I was really young, it was on after Full House. And I'm like, maybe I should watch it,
No,
but I
you might
wonder if
love
I'll be
it.
like,
Here's the
this
thing.
is
I've
really
just been
dumb.
watching things that I like half-heartedly watched in the 2000s that I'm now fully vested into as if I don't know what's happening.
Okay,
Sure,
like
like I
what?
watch
Okay,
plenty of
can I
things. I was
ask?
literally watching, what was I watching? Popular a couple weeks ago. Exact. It's
Okay, I
ridiculous.
don't even know what that
Oh,
is,
I
but sounds
watched
good.
Laguna
Oh, and you
Beach
watched Laguna
twice during
Beach.
COVID. I watched The Hills. I have watched One Tree Hill. I have watched Dawson's Creek and
Oh my
Felicity.
gosh.
Like, I liked.
Oh my gosh. I thought
You
about
would like
watching The
it. I think
OC
it's
because I never
good.
watched
Yeah,
that
I think it's
show.
like, it's fun.
Would I?
Yeah, it's fun.
It's like a
Totally.
primetime
It's
soap
fun.
opera, right? That's
I've
what it
been
looks like.
rewatching Revenge with Julie. Would recommend.
Oh, I never
And
watched that.
currently, so I'm watching Revenge, and I
Okay.
took a break from it because it was getting a little dark. So I took a break, and now I'm watching.
That's newer than
I think it's like
2000s, right?
2015. It's
That's
like,
not
but
that
it's old
old.
enough. It's old enough. To the point where, like, some of the stuff they talk about, I'm just like, oh, the good old days. It's like just stuff that you would be like, this is not gonna happen.
Oh, well, gosh.
It's not even that. It's like back in the day when you were just like, I mean, little stuff. Like, you had a little flip phone or you have like this computer. Like, just like, but like, yeah, also though, they're
reading in
the dock and like, I'm just like, that seems horrible. Anyway, so like, I'm rewatching that. And then I also like discovered the show because I have CBS and I've been watching Clarice, which is like a new show. So I got CBS just so I could watch Clarice because
Are you going to get Paramount?
I just have Paramount.
I think I'm
going
to get Paramount.
Because I had CBS and it just changed.
Oh, because you had, oh, maybe. Oh, damn. You know, I should have thought about that. Because I think if you join CBS, it's like a discount to get Paramount.
Maybe I should see if I can still join CBS. My TV just was like, oh, you have Paramount now.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm all into it because Comedy Central is going to be on it too. So I think it's worth it.
Are you afraid of the dark? Don't forget. Reno 911's gonna come back onto it.
Oh, well, I never watched that. I'm not into scary shows. No thanks.
Murder fine. Unless it's like a murder show. Children's TV show, too scary.
Yeah.
Murdering.
No.
Perfect. So okay, yeah. Hopefully,
yes, exactly.
Sometime this month we'll do an episode. Let's promise for April. In April, there will be an episode that comes out. We'll work.
Well, how about we not promise and we just say we're going to do it when we do it? It's going to happen. We just don't know
but
when.
But are we just
we're,
talking
we're not
going to
necessarily
Cheshire,
promise. That's what I would say.
Stalker, is that what we're doing? Okay, cool.
Well, let's talk about it. I think so. I think there's enough to cover, but maybe we want to expand it. We're going to talk to Jen when
she gets back to Chicago. We're going to talk about the Tiger Woods documentary series eventually. And then
we should talk about Alan versus Farrell too. This is a rabbit hole. Oh my
gosh. But guys, it's going to happen. It's going to be so fun.
Yes, we're going to go through all of it. And if you haven't watched it, great. Then you don't even have to. We'll just tell you all of what happens. In our language, it'll be even better than watching it.
You'll be like, I don't know what happened, but also I know everything that happened.
Yeah, exactly. But then we'll recommend you still watch it if you want.
We just were like, it was good. But it's not our fault if you don't like it.
Yes, exactly. Right.
It's totally
never our fault.
Okay,
it's probably
you.
You
later. Bye.